Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600 brought to you by Covers.com, presented by Bet365. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Welcome to NFL Week 5 and a happy Thanksgiving week to my fellow Canadians. Going to be digging into the Dirty Bird north of the border this weekend. We're going to dig into everything that you need to wager on NFL action here, including picks for the Thursday night game. Thursday night game that only bettors could love. But before we go and start the clock, a reminder to please rate and review the Sharp 600 when you get a second. We appreciate that feedback, and it allows us to expand our reach and talk to sports bettors just like yourself. So let's not wait. Let's jump right into Week 5. Give me 600 seconds on the clock, please. The Sharp 600 welcomes back our buddy Joe Osborne for our weekly Fade and Follow segment. Joe, our follow streak came to a crashing end there last week with the Eagles. However, you were right about the fade on the Colts. You took the Rams, and they pulled it off in overtime after collapsing. That was a wild one. But I've got four more bets here for Week 5. Joe's going to pick one to follow. He's going to pick one to fade. He's going to give a good reason as why he's fading this one as well. Here are the bets that I got for this week. Odds courtesy of Bet365 as of the time of this recording. So we got Baltimore and Pittsburgh under 38. Detroit minus 9.5. Philly minus 4. And Dallas, San Francisco, under 48. So let me know what you're following here first.
I like the under on the Ravens-Steelers game. You take a look at the last three matchups between these teams. All three of them failed to cross even 30 points. So we think this is a low total, but maybe not low enough. You take a look at the Ravens. They've been a red-hot under bet in general going back to last season. 14 of their last 19 games have all gone under. You dig into some stats here. The Ravens run the football at a higher percentage than any team in the league. What does running the football do? It keeps that clock moving. I'm sure the Steelers would like to be running the football a lot more, but they fall way too far behind. They failed to cross 10 points in two of their four games so far this season. Their offense is a complete and total joke. What were they doing promoting Matt Canada a couple of weeks ago? So it's getting embarrassing, but I do think that their defense does have bounce back potential, at least. So I like the under in that game.
Yeah, and you've got either Mitch Trubisky or a hobbled Kenny Pickett going up against this Mike McDonald defense, which is playing really well and blitzing heavily too. A lot more blitz for this. So they're going to get those QBs on the run and force them into mistakes. And Pittsburgh potentially down two starters on the offensive line. Pat Freiermuth, their tight end, which would be a safety blanket in those pressure situations while also picking up blitzers in pass blocking. He's likely out for this game too. So some big pieces missing. Like you said, though, Pittsburgh a pretty good defense. Baltimore's going to grind it out on the ground, keep that clock ticking. These two coaches know each other so well. It just feels like another AFC North kind of headbutt contest that's going to fall under the total. So I'm happy you agree with this one here. All right, Joe, give me one that you're fading.
I was with you on the Eagles last week, but this week I am against them. I'm going to take the home dog. Give me the LA Rams. So through four games, these teams are pretty close in a lot of key stats, despite the Rams playing what I think has been better competition so far this season. 10th and 11th in yards per play, 16th and 17th in yards per play allowed. I think Matthew Stafford can have some success in this game. He's top 300 passing yards in three of his four games this season. We've seen Mac Jones, Sam Howell, Kirk Cousins all have success through the air against the Eagles. And one stat that I love for this game, third down defense. The Eagles defense is having a lot of trouble getting off the field. 25th in opponent third down conversion percentage. Mm-hmm. The Rams, number two in that category. So I think the Rams can give them a game and at the very least keep it close.
All right. I'm not as high on Matt Stafford in this game. So one thing is he's showing his age. He's coming into this game with a hip injury. Says he's going to play, but he's got old man bones. And the Eagles, one of the more physical defenses out there. And this is a defense that's able to get pressure with just the front four. Doesn't have to bring blitzers to get to the quarterback. And we've seen Matt Stafford as one of the best QBs against the blitz during his entire career. However, if you look at his stats when under pressure with just four pass rushers, he's bad. And his PFF grades this year rank out pretty bad. He's sitting alongside the likes of Zach Wilson in terms of under pressure QBs right now. Under about 40% completions, 5.4 yards per pass attempt when under pressure. And that is something that the Eagles do really, really well. I think there's a bit of a knee-jerk reaction to go against Philadelphia after a close game against Washington last week. The Commanders always give them issues. And it's a divisional game, so I'm not going to put too much weight into that. And I think anything under Philly minus six right now is a gift. So give me the Eagles. We once again butt heads here in week five. Now, our Team 600 teaser, a winner last week. What do you got here for a teaser leg in week five?
J-E-T-S. Jets, 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 Jets. And then Nathaniel Hackett revenge game.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna go with the under in New Orleans and New England. I'm going to tick it up from 40 to 46 and go under in a game where I don't think there's going to be plenty of points. All right, timeout on the play. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You're going to keep an eye out for the best and biggest odds with their incredible super boost. Check out the boost and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply. All right, we got Bears and Commanders, a game only bettors could love. Let's bow down and give praise to Gambler that we actually have sports betting to get through this Thursday night. It could be a mess. I've got three bets here with odds courtesy of Bet365 as of the time of this recording. So my best bet for this one, DJ Moore, over 49.5 receiving yards. We're seeing him step up and get some chemistry going with Justin Fields. Nine targets last week against Denver, eight catches, 131 yards. I don't know if he repeats it here, but most of his player projections north of 50 yards with a ceiling just above 60. Commanders defense, pretty bad against the pass. They gave up 300-plus passing yards against the Eagles last week. A lot of big gains. They've been really bad against number one receivers, and they also rank among the bottom of the league in air yards allowed, too. And we're seeing Moore being used all over the place. He's a guy that could be in the slot. He's a guy that can be used on the outside. He can catch those home run jump ball plays, and he can also beat you on those quick tosses and pick up yards after the catch. So I like him to have over 50 or more yards receiving on Thursday Night Football. Sam Howell, the quarterback for Washington, taking him over 1.5 passing TDs at minus 115. The Bears defense, specifically the Bears pass defense, pretty bad. They've given up the second most passing TDs so far this season, behind only Denver, who Howell actually passed for two touchdowns against there earlier in the year. He has been blasted by sacks. However, Chicago's pressure rate among the lowest in the league. He's going to have time to find those guys in the end zone. And I believe he's going to find Jahan Dotson for a touchdown anytime. Now, Dotson targeted nine times against the Eagles. He caught four balls. One of those was four touchdowns inside the red zone. He is the red zone threat here for Washington when he gets going. Five of his seven touchdowns last year inside the red zone. Bears suck against the pass and suck at defending the red zone. So if you want, you can take all those bets, tie them up together in a same game parlay. The wagers all combined for a plus 700 SGP at Bet365 out of this recording. So we've got Howell over 1.5 passing touchdowns, Dotson a touchdown anytime, and DJ Moore to go over 49.5 yards receiving. All right, 2 minutes real time here with our guy, Arthur DeCesar of the Superbook. Teaser, Team 600 teaser finally struck. So we've got Jets plus 7.5, under 46 in New Orleans and New England. What do you got for us? Close it out.
So happy that we finally hit one. give me the Vikings.
All right.
Vikings plus 10.5. I think that's interesting.
Yeah, they can put up some points, definitely.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Bills make a big statement win over Miami. The Chiefs haven't looked fantastic, and then the Bengals are just looking pretty bad. How has this all shaken up the AFC title odds?
You know, it's funny. Obviously, Cincinnati was so high up there in the beginning of the year. They've completely fallen off 15-1. But yeah. Kansas City's still the favorite, under 3-1, 275. Bills under 4-1, 375. Miami's been the big jump, obviously, at plus 550. And then Baltimore rounding out the top four at plus 700.
All right, so we've had 4 weeks of results now. We can make some solid opinions. I'm going to give you three teams. Which of these teams are actually bad? Cincinnati, Minnesota, or your Giants?
There's no question it's my Giants. Their offensive line is brutal. The division is really good, and their quarterback is awful.
That might have been a trap as a Cowboys fan that I think. okay, well, which ones are actually good? I got Tampa Bay, Seattle, and the Houston Texans, who are picking up some heat.
Interesting. I think they're all pretty good, but Tampa's quarterback play has been really good, and their division is easy. So all I would go with Tampa.
Okay. Early line moves and sharp play for week five so far?
Sure. The Titans-Colts game. Titans were a one-point dog. Now they're like a 1.5-point favorite. So that game's completely flipped.
I like
and
the Colts.
I'll give you a total, too.
Yep.
Dell's Eagles and the Rams. We opened 47. We're now as high as 50.5. I've even seen 51s out there.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
We got a nasty Thursday night game. Thank God we have sports betting. Give us an action report here. We're going to hit the 2-minute drill buzzer, but it doesn't matter. Action report for Thursday.
It's been two-way. When we got as high as Bears plus 7, people took the 7. People were laying it early with Washington. We're now settled at 5.5, total of 44.5. Really no report on the total.
All right. And take it home here, buddy. Best bet for week 5.
Listen, got to keep going. I'm 3-1 on the best bet, so I'm feeling good. I'm going to take an ugly one. Raiders at home, plus 2 against Green Bay. I know it's ugly, but I feel good about it.
Okay. All right. That is it for this episode of the Sharp 600 presented by Bet365. Thank you, Joe, Arthur, and Dell, and thank you for listening. When you're done here, go to the rating section. Leave us a little rating review. Let us know what you like about the podcast. Absolutely love that feedback. And we'll be back with week 6 next Wednesday. But until then, best of luck with your bets in week 5. At Bet365, they don't do ordinary, and that's why you get more boosts with them than anyone else. Every day, they power up the odds on hundreds of bets to give you a chance to win more. They boost specific markets, your winnings, and even parlays. And they don't stop there. You're going to keep an eye out for the best and biggest odds with their incredible Super Boost. Check out the boosts and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus or 18 plus in Kentucky. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. Terms and conditions apply.